بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المستشار مؤتمن أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah and dear brothers, Barak wa ta'ala has sent us into this world. And this world, as we find it daily, is a place of imtihan, ibtila, tests, trials, tribulations, decision making. Every step of our life, we're going to make decisions. Decisions of life for life. Whether for myself, whether for my children, whether for my wife, my future, my dunya, my qabr, my akhirat. Especially for the men, it's a life of decision making. Faisla karna. What to do with my life? How to navigate? Which way do I go with my life? But for a believer being in this world of imtihan, ibtila, where there's trials, tribulations, and this dunya has become a more difficult place to live. But for us to understand that our deen is ajmal, ashal, akmal. Our deen is most beautiful, ajmal. The best deen, the sunnah is ajmal, most beautiful way of doing things. The sunnah is ashal, the easiest way to do anything in our life is the sunnah way. And akmal, perfect way. Many a person says, I'm a perfectionist. I have OCD. I'm very, very particular. The most particular, the most beautiful, the most perfect way is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq. Mannerism, the way he spoke, the way he walked, the way he ate, the way he did everything, interaction, whether imaniyat, most perfect, ibadat, the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the most perfect way, akhlaqiyat, his character, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. O Nabi of Allah, as if you are the rider and the character is your conveyance. There, if a person has to learn character, how to be a true human, how to be a father, how to be a son, how to be an employer, how to be an employee, how to be a brother, how to be a husband, how to be a wife. The enterprise, the franchise of character was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to go back to him. Akmal, the most perfect human being, every sense of the word. Mu'amalat, mu'asharat, my social interaction with people. How to speak to my parents, we have been taught. How to speak to my wife, that also we have to learn. How to speak to people that are below me, how to interact with them. Every single part of our life is governed. We have been given rules, regulations, in the most beautiful way, in the most perfect way, by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no need for us to look anywhere else. Whether it be our holiday also, for a mu'min and a believer, there is no holiday. This whole concept of breaking away and having a holiday, yes. How to take a break? This you have to ask our ulama ikram, ask our seniors, what is holiday in Islam? What's the concept of taking a break? The wife needs a holiday, she needs a break. I need a break also. Person knows nowadays the way the environment has become, even the shop is closed, but then too, as long as I'm local, I'm still busy. The phone won't leave me, people won't leave me, phone call will come through. I have to be off the network completely. How to take a break? For a mu'min and a believer, there's no holiday, there's holy day. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what was his character in the house? What he used to do at home? And then we learn the sunnah of holiday also. So Hazrat Aisha would say radiallahu anha, كَانَ فِي مَهْنَةِ أَهْلِهِ. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to be in the khidmat of his family. As long as I am at home right now, I cannot make the khidmat of my family. They have to make my khidmat. And how many a young girl understands right now what is khidmat? How many a girl knows what's her place in the home also? That where Allah Ta'ala has kept her honor, Allah has kept her izzat. We learn from our akabir and our seniors, our honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahab. Young girl now doesn't know her place also. And we have a very, very important usul in Shariat. Al-aham fal-aham. What's most important right now In that I will put all my resources. What's the most important thing right now in my life? For me to understand also what is most important right now, I have to know my deen, I have to know my sharia, I have to go to ulama ikram, I have to go in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When's the time to give my 40 days? What's the most important thing right now? For me to sacrifice this, to go sit in the majlis of ulama ikram, to understand in my life right now, what is the most important thing? Salah has begun right now, just an example. But I'm sitting in the wuzu khala, making miswak, very important. Salah is time 70, but you're missing the rakat, you're missing takbir-e-ula. What's the most important thing for me to do right now? That all we have to go to the seerat, to understand seerat in the eyes of those that understood the seerat also. For that young girl also, my daughter at home, what's her position, what's the most important thing? If I don't understand the simple principle of life, what is most important right now for me to do? What's number one, what's number two, what's number three? If I don't know my deen, then I bring number three, number one, then I see everything will backfire. Then I will have problems. Then the imtihan is on. For the young girl, for her to know also. Mahana explains to us, the young girl doesn't know her place. Father doesn't understand also that what I should do, what decisions to make with my daughter, with my son. I don't consult, I don't make mashwara. What is the most perfect thing to do right now with myself, with my wife, with my children? So that the dunya can be made, the qabr can be made, the akhirat can be made. And we have 100% solution, guidance in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our temperament, unfortunately, when a problem arises in my life, 95% I will think problem, 5% solution. Because I don't know my deen. If I know my deen, I got itminan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given us 110% solution to all our problems. But I don't know tartib, how to apply my mind correctly. قُلْ إِنَّمَا عَيْزُكُمْ بِوَاعِدَ Say to them, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I advise you to one thing, take one nasihat, take one advice. And the ayat continues, أَن تَتَفَكَّرُوا Just search low, fikr, apply your mind correctly. To apply my mind correctly, my heart has to be also tuned correctly. How to think correctly, to apply my mind. That how do I overcome the situation right now? So for this we have to go to the seniors, we have to consult with them. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu also commanded to make mashwara in regards to my family, in regards to my personal life, so that I navigate correctly my worldly life. I come to a correct outcome in my life. Remember one thing, my dear brothers, we have to do what is right. What my Allah wants from me right now, I have to do the right thing. If I will do the right thing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do the right thing for me. We tell the youngsters sometimes, they go for mashwara. We say, you cannot do the wrong thing and expect Allah to do the right thing. We call this a raw deal. I give Allah a raw deal. I'll do what I want, ya Allah, but the outcome must be right. I'll make this decision for my son. I'll put my daughter into the rain of the university and campus, but ya Allah, she mustn't get wet. I will do the wrong thing, but the right thing Allah must do for me. In my life also, I won't be prepared to accept it. I won't be prepared to accept it. That now somebody is doing the wrong thing with me, the staff is stealing, but he comes with full wages. But I caught you already, you're doing the wrong thing. How can you expect to get a full wage from me? So for us also to navigate our life correctly, that am I doing the right thing so my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the correct manner that my Allah wants it? So how to learn my deen right now? How to do things correctly right now? We go back in the seerat, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to navigate our life correctly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us two beautiful mechanisms to use in our life. Where we will be protected. We will be protected and we'll do the right thing at the right time in the right way. Do the right things in the right time in the right way. That will bring the correct results from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then to understand something very important, the outcome, the results, the fruits, is that in my hands. This in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Thani rahimullah would explain, sometimes a person feels tired, should I go for the program? Program is taking place. And we know deen, Sahaba Ikram said we learn deen. And we find in the riwayat, kunna julusan inda Rasulillah. Najlisu wa jalasna inda Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. majlis was taking place. There was ta'alim and ta'allum taking place all the time, Masjid an-Nabawi. So they would say, we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were learning our deen. So to attend the programs, to come for the bayan, to go for the majlis, to go in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whether I'm tired also, whether I wish to, I don't wish to. But ulama say, I will do what is the right thing. This is the right place for me to be right now. And in a person's life, there's no vacuum. That if I will not do this, then something right will happen. There's no vacuum. If I don't spend this time correctly, this time will go somewhere else. And sometimes incorrect place, incorrect amal. Then the outcome is incorrect also. So ulama say, to attend the programs, to come early to attend the programs, to open my heart, to sit there. Even if I sleep also, the outcome is in the hands of Allah. Allah saw the desire and talab in the heart. He wanted to come. Although he was tired, outcome is that in my hands. What Allah has given us, Allah has given us only management skills. How to manage my life, how to manage my family, how to manage my business. But the final say, the final faisla, the final decision is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can be the CEO, I can be the boss, I can be the manager, I can be so and so, but I know the day does not come out like how I want the day to come out. That is the hands of Allah. Allah shows you abdiyat. أَنْتَ خَلَقْتَنِي وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ. Ya Allah, you created me, I'm only your slave. I have to understand my position also. I'm only the slave of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nothing more than that. And being the slave of Allah, that's my pride also. What's my pride? Ya Allah, I'm proud to be only your slave and nobody else's. Ya Allah, you saved my forehead from making sajda to anyone besides you. You didn't throw me away, oh my Allah. Allah has given you management skills. I cannot be proud that I have the final say. But the say and the final decision in the hands of Allah. I have to do the right thing in the correct manner, at the right time. For Allah Ta'ala to see me right also in my life. My children's life ahead also, my daughter, my son, which way I am pushing them in. Now to come to the main point, Allah Pak has given us two very, very valuable and powerful tools. Mechanisms in our life, how to navigate our life correctly. And we hear this commonly, but how much are we using it? First one is mashwara. And istikhara. Mashwara, consultation. Today the ummah is so much of problems, right, will prescribe that you have big problems right now. We have to give you antidepressants. Put your medication right now. If you understand what is depression, my dear brothers, in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what made them happy? What made them sad? What put them into depression? Now my son is getting depressed of something which is not in his control. وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ. For us to understand our deen, Allah says clearly in Quran Sharif, don't have tamanna, do not desire those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given preference of some over the others. Allah has given you some virtue that is from the side of Allah. Do not desire those things that Allah has given certain people virtue over you. Don't desire that. The first reason say there are certain things Allah Pak has given. Allah has distributed in the ummah. Is that in your hands? You can't change it. Whether it be sustenance also. Allah has given him more than me, not in your hands. You want to outdo him. I want to get to the top of the bracket. Is that in your hands? Allah has already destined your rosy sustenance, beauty, color, complexion, height. Person says, if only I was taller, if only I was more pretty, if only I had long hair, not in your hands. Don't even burn your heart also. But the ummah is burning right now. But all the different apps on the phone, and the Instagram, and the Facebook, and all. If only we were here, if only we were there, if only we could go on that holiday, not in your hands. You're burning your heart, now you're burning the husband's pocket also. Now it's only money being out of the account, nothing coming in. Is that in your hands? Allah said, don't even make tamanna, don't even desire that. Is that in your control? What's in your control? Yes, ibadat, akhlaq, character. How to be happy, not to be affected. That's in your control. Lirijal, for the men, Allah said, Nasibu mimma ktasabu. Allah has given them their share. For the women, their share. Now they want the woman to come into the men's world, challenge the men. Because Allah has given a woman a very lofty status. The status of the woman, Allah has given them such talent that Allah has made them the ones that will produce the men of the ummah. Not to challenge the men of the ummah. Produce the men. Produce them. Make them, give them ta'aleem as children. And make them understand what Allah Pak has made them for. Salah ad-Din Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi. Who was it? Was his mother behind him? Today we don't even know our heroes in Islam. Already his mother was sending him to the mujahideen and see how they are training. And in his home, he would say, his uncle and his father, every day the topic was Philistine, Al-Quds, Al-Aqsa. For more than 80 years, they lost Masjid Al-Aqsa. He said he grew up drinking the love of the milk of Masjid Al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, when you will get the haram back? It was his mother's dua and her training and her tarbiyat. And now he understood his deen. There's a very quick glimpse into his life. They will say about him that how his mother taught him his deen and how close he was to ulama-i-karam. In every battle that he went to, he always had a jamaat or dhakirin. How we have when we go for gush, we have the powerhouse. One of the old workers in South Africa, he was in Fiji Islands, he went for gush. And during the gush also, he's telling the local labor, say, today the dawat is opening up, something not right. Don't feel the dawat moving today. There's some cut and break in the wiring right now. So when they came back to the masjid, then he called the local brother, he told him, now I know what's the problem. The powerhouse is sleeping. The zakir is sleeping. In every jung, every war he went with, Allah's help is with those on dhikr, he would have them. And then he knew, they say every battle he won at the day of Jumu'ah. Because he knew the system of Allah. And he would gauge the time. He would know at this time or right now, all the imams in the Muslim world are on the mimbar right now making dua for Salahuddin and his army. At that time he would strike. And within a short span of time he would win the battle. And Allah had given him so much finally. And they say he was not only the liberator or custodian or protector of Al-Quds and Aqsa, but Allah Ta'ala had given him all three harams. All three. They say the entire route, right from Syria, Damascus, from Istanbul, right to Makkah, Mukarrama, was laden with warlords. You would get robbed. And Allah Ta'ala had given him, subhanallah, that victory over Al-Aqsa, then he cleaned up the entire area. He put marshals over there. Every Haji that went to Medina Munawwara gave his salams at the Rawda. He went to Arafah, took his name. Qudrat. Such a man Allah Ta'ala created in the Ummah that liberated and protected all three harams, never saw Baytullah, never saw the Rawda. Never made Hajj in his life. The last year when he said he was tired with wounds and cuts on his body, he said, this year I will go for Hajj. Before the season of Hajj, Allah Ta'ala took him away. So Allah Ta'ala has given us very quickly, my dear, two things. Mashwara istikhara. To make mashwara in our homes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded, make mashwara, consult with the family. We have to sit down, consult. In the battle of Uhud, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made mashwara, 50 archers will be stationed at a certain hillock and place. Don't leave your place. There was ijtihadi ghalati. They made a mistake. They saw the booty was being distributed. So they left their place. And they went to take the booty. Khalid bin Walid saw the flank was open, he attacked. 50 Sahaba ikram martyred. They say more than that, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam was wounded. One was emotionally what is happening right now. And physically he was hurt also. Sahaba ikram were terrified. Nabi of Allah will be upset with us. Wahi will come down also. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to control the situation. O Nabi of Allah, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It was through the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that you were gentle with them. You are rahmat, sarapa rahmat, rahmatul lil alameen. But it was through the rahmat of Allah that then too you were gentle with them. They hurt you. Emotionally also, physically, mentally, all this pressure. Sometimes the children will make a mistake. Now you want to shout at them, shout at the wife also. Wasn't the right thing you did or you said? O Nabi of Allah, it was through our rahmat you were gentle with them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا. If you are harsh in your speech, غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, and hard-hearted also, no mercy. Take the person to task. لن فضوا من حولي صحابة الكرام. Would have abandoned you. They will run away. فعفوا عنهم. They hurt you. You lost your teeth, also became shaheed. You were cut, you were wounded, you fell in the ditch. The Nabi of Allah, they made a mistake. فعفوا عنهم. Overlook them. فعفوا عنهم. Overlook them. You do the right thing. واستغفر لهم. Make istighfar for them also. وشاورهم. And make mashwara with them. Consult them. Sit down with them. Ask them, what do we do ahead? We are taught over here. Mashwara is such an important thing. Especially we advise our young men. Our children finishing school, making the next move. The mashwara is happening in the home. My son must do full-time hifz, part-time hifz. Send him full-time to madrasa. Send him to Darul Uloom. What do I do with my daughter? Sit down with the family. Unite the hearts. These decisions, my dear brothers, ulama say from the child becomes 13 till 25, more or less. They say by a child till age of 13, he listens to his parents, or she listens to her parents. Father will wake him up for hifz 2 o'clock in the morning. He'll wake up 2 o'clock. Till 13, he will listen. He's a bit afraid. He from 13 to 18, listens to his friends. After 18, he listens to no one till he gets married. Now he got a new sheikh in his life. Mashwara, where the children will begin to trust the parents. What mashwara a person makes at that time, especially age 15 to 25. This experience of ulama ikram. If it does not consult at that age what to do with my life, person who will consult will never suffer a loss. Person will make istikhara and consult, they will never regret, they will never suffer a loss in their life. Allah will protect them. At that time of their life, to make mashwara, Allah's help is with us. Sit with the family, what do we do? Sit with ulama ikram, what do we do right now? What's the most important thing in your life for us to do right now? Make the mashwara. Make the mashwara and then you'll see, Allah will overlook, istighfar will be there. Allah will say, now you are making tawakkul upon me. These decisions that we are making for our children right now, from the time they finish school, are decisions of life for life. What do you say? Live with it. If we not make mashwara now, from the experience of ulama, they say it takes a 20-year cycle or 25-year cycle. Then the person will come and he's 45, 50. Monala, things didn't work out in my life. Business didn't work out. Or this didn't work out. Or marriage didn't work out. Then the question asks, by who you made mashwara with at that time? And more than often the young boy will say, I was the boss, I knew what I wanted to do. That's why you have to come now. Now you have to come now. Now the young girl will come now, make mashwara. Tell husband, go back, make mashwara now at 18, 19, 20. Mashwara of life for life. Make istikhara, ask ulama ikram. The du'as for istikhara. Istikhara don't have to be made at night only. It can be made any time. Ulama teach us also, you didn't have two rak'ah and nafil. We make the intention of tawbah, shukr, hajat and istikhara. Ya Allah, I'm going back to shop now. What decision to make? I'm going home now. What decision to make? Ya Allah, guide me. Short istikhara du'a. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Allah, grant me the best, Ya Allah, and choose for me. So these two things we have, there's much detail. How to make the mashwara, but sit down with the family. What to do ahead right now? As'aluma ikram. Make the istikhara. And then we'll see Allah will guide us throughout our life. All imtihanat will become easy for us. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal. This one i'lan also, inshallah. Tomorrow there'll be a very important program taking place in this masjid. From Asr to Isha, more in detail in regards to the challenges facing the ummah, different parts of the world. Senior ulama of South Africa will be here. We'll request the brothers to come and attend the program, inshallah. There are many challenges we are facing. Very important program tomorrow from Asr to Isha taking place in this masjid. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل صحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحب أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغض أبغضهم وخير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قال الله تبارك وتعالى فاذكروني يذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون سيدنا أبو الصفص الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك وله الحمد لله اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين